I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. It was pretty remarkable. The People's Choice became the new prime minister of Armenia this week. He is Nikol Pashinyan. In recent weeks, Pashinyan guided the country through a series of massive peaceful protests that were dubbed a Velvet Revolution. Those protests forced the resignation of Armenia's former president, Serge Sargsyan. He'd been in power for a decade as president and was trying to extend his rule by becoming prime minister. But then came that Velvet Revolution.
Apparently, it was a surprise to every single Armenia expert.
That's Grigor Atanasian. He's a Fulbright scholar at the University of Missouri, where he covers Armenia.
Armenia somehow managed to develop a pretty vibrant civil society, even under this authoritarian rule. So when Sargsyan just tried to, smoothly slide into his new position and rule indefinitely, Armenians just said no. And they took to the streets, and I want to stress that it were people of all backgrounds right. and ages. It wasn't like the liberal elite, which was mostly behind anti-Putin protests in Russia this week, for example, this weekend. It were people, working class people, back-to-back to startup entrepreneurs and designers and architects and all this kind of stuff.
Why the name Velvet Revolution? Was this a revolution?
The name Velvet Revolution comes from the idea of it being a peaceful revolution, just like a Velvet Revolution in Czechoslovakia was.
Right.
And it's unique. Look, Marco, it's a revolution which forced a long-time authoritarian ruler to resign. It was a very, very corrupted sort of mafia state. But then they put him out peacefully in a matter of 2 weeks, and then they got people's candidate, this new opposition figure who transformed himself from a marginal sort of opposition figure to a political phenomena unlike anything Armenia has ever seen, perhaps the most popular politician in its independent history.
So it sounds like Pashinyan's really going to have to kind of produce at this point. And I know you've written about the importance of holding Pashinyan accountable as a leader. What does that actually look like, holding him accountable?
It's, in my opinion, what led to this popular movement, a revolution, it was the increased citizens' participation in politics. And we need to think of the ways how we can hold Pashinyan and his government accountable, but yet not to chill the citizens' participation, this increased interest, heightened interest to politics. And he already made a lot of promises, and perhaps one which we can see if he's going to keep up to his promise. He said that more women need to be included in governance, in state structures, and he sort of said that it was amazing how many women participated and were involved in this movement and that we need more. And he said that women are the most powerful factor in the stable development of Armenia. So we can see how many women will be in his cabinet, in his new government.
And instead of violence, I mean, I didn't see really any violence reported. There was singing and dancing. And then I saw this tweet from someone named Karina Avedisian. A revolution is when the cop who's arrested you three times in the past poses for a selfie with you. Does that pretty much sum up for you the tone of this revolution?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm really surprised by what happened. And people just didn't have any kind of hatred or violence. They wanted the old corrupted government to go, but they wanted to do it in a peaceful way, and they didn't want to hurt anybody. And I'm learning in a way that sometimes seeing, not as a journalist, but, as a citizen, as an Armenian, seeing in positions of power people who committed crimes, who are connected to murderers and mobsters, I would feel some kind of, hatred or resentment. But we didn't see any of that during this protest. It was very, very peaceful. And once again, I feel like love and solidarity. These are the good words to describe what happened.
Grigor Atanasian is a Fulbright scholar at the University of Missouri in Columbia. He covers Armenia. Grigor, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you so much, Marco.